As I said, I was 12 years old the night the skies burst open and angel songs rode the wind. I was keeping watch over our sheep that night, a family trade for which I was quite ungrateful. I don't know about where you live, but where I come from, shepherds are considered dirty and often dishonest people. But while it was a difficult reputation to carry, hard to shake, you know about stereotypes, even when you don't think your family's that bad, it's hard to change that reputation. But I will confess, despite all that we had to endure, I loved being out in those pastures outside Bethlehem. As I would walk along with the sheep, I would imagine that I was walking in the very footsteps of our great King David, who walked these same trails. Imagining the day that he was summoned from these fields before Samuel to be anointed our king. I'll confess, you'll like this. I used to even keep a slingshot in my back pocket as a kid, and when things were quiet with the herd, I would battle Goliath in the field. On this particular night, I was the one keeping watch as all the shepherds took turns sleeping, keeping an eye on the sheep, listening out for predators. When suddenly, and I know it sounds crazy, but the sky cracked open like an egg into a frying pan, and this light, so white, so clear, woke the sheep, and it woke the other shepherds, and the sheep were scattering, and we were scrambling, everyone was hollering, we were tripping over rocks, we were blinded by the light. I could barely see, but then in the midst of all the light, there was a figure that looked something like a person and a bird and a snake, and it started to speak words about good news, words about a child born in David's city who is Christ the Lord, words about a newborn wrapped snugly and laid in a manger. And then, among this one messenger, not this messenger alone, but there was a host, a chorus singing. Oh, they're singing. I promise you, I can still hear that song. When I'm awake at the darkest part of the night, when the seasons change and the wind falls over the hills just right, I promise I can hear that chorus again. And then, all of a sudden, they were gone. The messengers, the light, the singing, it was gone. We sat in the darkness. Spots before our eyes, our pupils adjusting again. Nobody spoke at first. But then my mind started to race like it was on fast forward. I was thinking, we were shepherds in the field outside of our hometown of Bethlehem, being told to go there to meet someone who has been born the Messiah. Didn't that sound a lot like David? A shepherd boy in the fields, summoned home to his hometown of Bethlehem to be anointed king. I mean, it wasn't exactly the same thing, but it was awfully close. So I jumped to my feet and I said, we've got to get to Bethlehem. I don't know what happened to the sheep. All I know is I took off in a dead sprint towards Bethlehem, air heaving in and out of my lungs, convinced that we were playing the great lead role in the next chapter of God's story with our people. I overestimated how far it was going to take to get to Bethlehem, and I ran out of energy before I got there. So the other shepherds caught up to me, and we entered the city as one group. Now, Bethlehem was crowded that night. There was a census going on. Every room in the town was full, and people were lying out in the street like you all are laying out here on the floor. We drew even more curious glances than usual, because not only were we shepherds, those nomads you could never trust with an honest day's work. But we were all together in the middle of the night. Who was keeping the sheep? I wasn't surprised by the response of these visitors to our town when I asked them if they had heard about a baby who had been born. Some of them simply turned away, acting as though they couldn't even hear me. Others replied with a terse no, avoiding eye contact. It was like they were certain that this was the opening line in our latest scam to swindle them out of whatever money they had on them. But eventually we made our way to the stable, which was carved out of the opening of a cave. It was pretty unremarkable, save for the fact that everything was there, just as that messenger from the sky had told us. I approached the child's mom and dad, and I told them what we had seen, and then we went on our way. It was amazing. It was a gift from God. I've spent my whole life retelling that story and wondering what happened to that baby who was born, who I met in that manger that night. And then the strangest thing happened just this week. I was out in the fields at night swapping stories with one of the other shepherds. We tell stories to each other in the darkness to help pass the time. And he was telling me about a guy named Jesus. And this guy had been crucified. And after he died, they had wrapped his body in a cloth, he said, and they laid him in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid before. And it was like the voice of that messenger was singing in my ear again. You will find the child wrapped snugly and laid in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. That child that night had been wrapped, laid in a manger in this stable carved out of the mouth of a cave. A place where certainly no child had ever been born or laid before. And now this man who had died had been wrapped in a cloth and laid in a tomb, a cave, where no one had ever been laid. I came here tonight because I've been told that you all know this Jesus. I've been told that his is a remarkable story, one that captures you over the course of a lifetime and will not let you go, one that sings to you on the night air, one that you tell over and over again to anybody who will take the time to listen. I know about those kinds of stories. I've told you mine. Can you all tell me his?